telling the world of the crimes that Bill and Hillary Clinton are responsible for in Haiti. And we are telling the American people that the 32,000, over 32,000 emails that Hillary Clinton said she deleted have evidence of the crimes they've committed.
The Clintons have a long history with the Black Republic of Haiti. In January of 2010, after 220,000 Haitians were decimated in an earthquake, the world responded by pouring in $13 billion in donations.
And a year after the quake, Red Cross CEO Gail McGovern announced plans to create, quote, brand new communities.
The Haitian people has not seen not even 2% of that money.
2%?
Nothing was done in Haiti.
After the Clintons descended on Haiti like vultures and the Laura Silsby abduction of 33 Haitian children unfolded,
we already know that some of these children still have parents because an elder girl might be 8 or 9 years old told us crying, I'm not an orphan, I do have my parents.
You can't just pick up a child and walk out of the country with a child, clearly, no matter what your best intentions are.
Of course, Haiti is currently run by a Freemason cannibal dubbed Barbecue because of his penchant for torching his enemies.
Jimmy Chirizia is a former policeman. He's under sanctions from the UK for his actions here. But he does remain one of the most powerful people in Haiti today, and he doesn't like being interrupted.
This is the Guatemalan and Salvadoran consulates being ransacked. Hospitals have been too. In most of the capital, it's not police in control, but Haiti's ultra-violent gangs.
This is the Haiti we have all come to know and love.
While we were in Haiti, we offered Haitians their own version of Make America Great Again hats. It's a hat that says Haiti is great already. We offered it to them, and they were quite happy to have it.
Who's heard of Donald Trump?
Can you translate? Donald Trump was on television.
Donald Trump was on television.
And then a bunch of grown-ups got drunk. And they made him president.
After the Clintons had their way with Haiti, manipulating its economy in the 1990s and then plundering the millions in aid money the world gave the survivors of the 2010 earthquake, it has been a slippery slope.
So where did the money go?
Well, the Clintons' first act was to provide what they claimed were hurricane-proof emergency trailers, which they say could also have been used to school the island's children. Didn't turn out too well.
Two more bodies, a man and a woman shot as they rode a motorcycle. Nobody knows why any of these murders are happening. We see the dead every day.
Under the umbrella of the Biden administration, total chaos has been unleashed.
Even as the international community gets behind a new Haiti-led transition plan to end the gang uprising.
President Biden's reaction? Send the survivors that make it out to Guantanamo Bay and then flood Florida with them.
What are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border?
But these aren't your average refugees. These refugees bring the Democrats' normalization of cannibalism to our shores as well, because the most ingenious way to reduce the population is to have that population eat itself.
So they're saying that they can take tissue and muscle from celebrities and mix it with animal meat and some other things and grow actual meats out of it in a lab.
If the person okayed it, I would eat a human. If you were at a very fancy restaurant and they were like a tiny piece of human meat.
No. I think the only way
You wouldn't try a tiny bite?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
A man is in custody after a witness said he was eating a detached leg. You heard that right. Kern County Sheriff's Office tells us that that detached leg came from a person hit by a train in this area this morning.
For airborne states, we just chop human being meats.
And Biden adds, furthermore, have them bankrupt the blue cities and then have them all shipped to red states.
Blountsville DHS sent this official notice saying nearly 600, quote, non-citizens were looking to travel to these areas highlighted on your screen.
There may still be some use for the Haitians when it comes to the criminal aims of the Democratic Party. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
All right, folks, it's Friday. This has got to be the most massive news show ever. Wait for it. You you want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today, it's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products to fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We are 52 days
from the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
52 days from the most important election in world history. All right, it's now official. They announced yesterday that the White House is set to announce this weekend that NATO and the United States are going to provide thousands of missiles, heavy missiles, to attack Russian military bases all over Russia. So this is officially NATO going to war with Russia. We've been sleepwalked into this in the last 2.5 years. NATO, of course, with proxy war for 11 years, has been overthrowing the Ukrainian government and starting all of this. When you go to the Drudge Report, what's the top headline? Laura Magalov, MTG calls Don enraged, civil war escalates, campaign in crisis. It's absolutely made up. Nothing's going on. That's just oh my gosh, two women are arguing with each other. We're on the verge of World War III, and that's what the Democrats, I saw it on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox talking about it without even looking. Just on TV is at my house and in the coffee break room. That's all they're talking about is how Kamala won the debate, which she didn't. Trump could have done better, but he won handily. She lied the whole time. I mean, even if you listen to the rhetoric and don't know facts, he won. If you know that he was telling the truth, she lied. He totally won. But they're talking about, oh, Trump's in deep trouble. Oh, Trump's dominated. Oh, it's all over for Trump. Here's a headline. Kamala Harris broke Donald Trump. The Atlantic. That's the CIA. That's literally the Jeffrey Epstein Island operation. That's who owns that and runs that, is that exact group. So we have that, and Putin saying, if you start bombing us directly with precision weapons guided by your satellites, we're going to hit Europe and the U.S. I mean, that's it. I mean, nothing like this happened, even in the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is, all the experts agree, this is the most dangerous it's ever been, of course, 52 days out for the most important election in world history. So when I keep saying this is the most hardcore show ever. 20 years ago, I said that maybe once a year because things were getting crazier. Now it's every few days because it just escalates. The news here is so incredible. And the bad stuff the globalist is doing is more intense. The good stuff happening is more intense. The wheels coming off their operations is more intense. Let me just show you what I've got. Look at this giant group of stacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Some of these stacks are 3 inches tall, each story insanely bombshell. They've announced total world government, global cashless society run by the UN, an official announcement. That's one article. They are announcing that Ford, for years, is listening to everything you say in your car with vehicles going back a decade. Well, so are all the other devices, and the FBI is investigating. What do you think Alexa is in your house? What do you think your phone is? They're listening to everything. That's CBS News, though. Oh, my God, they're listening to it in your car. Yeah, Biden made it the law 2 years ago. Tracks everything everywhere you go with microphones and GPS. So that's totally insane. That's just one article out of probably 300 in front of me or more.
That every one of them is that insane. Major studies, John Hopkins, British Medical Journal. Oh, my God, it is causing cancer, the shots. Record blood clots. It's all true. Infertility. Oh, my God. Here's more shots for you. Giant stack on that. Total insanity. We've got all the key Democrat senators that actually run things in the Senate. Murray and Blumenthal that have literally quarterbacked the attacks on me. They've run it with the FBI and CIA on record. I mean, I'm being deposed. It's the son of Blumenthal in the room. He comes out and says, this morning, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be blown away. They had a stand down, and they're lying to Congress, both the DHS and the Justice Department. Why would he and Murray, who are two peas in a pod, everything they say is total deep state. I mean, they are the Democrat senators. I mean, Schumer runs around as the politicking and follows the orders, but they're in charge. He comes out and says, oh, my God, there's a total stand down, total cover up. You're going to be shocked. Why would he do that? Because they know the truth's coming out. And I've been talking to people in the Trump operation and in Army Special Operations and in other major organizations, both corporate and private government, that they found some interesting things in Butler from the witnesses and everything that'll be coming out in the next 10 days. And I told the folks, you need to talk about it now. One of the people is Jack Posobiec that joins us in the fourth hour I'll be hosting today. Well, he'll be joining me and Tucker coming up on Monday the 23rd in Reading, Pennsylvania, his hometown. He'll be joining us, and he'll be giving a lot of his findings he can give at that point, but not all of them. And I was talking to him this morning, and I've got all other sources saying the same thing. I said, you got to start releasing this down. He said, well, we got even more coming, so we obviously... And I said, look, you know they're tapping all the phones. They already know. So why not go ahead and bring it out? So he's like, well, okay. So he'll get to some of it, a lot of it, coming up in the fourth hour today. But, I mean, we got their ass. And we've got whistleblowers, Secret Service, police, everybody. They were told to stand down. It wasn't just a screw-up. The guy was out there 90-plus minutes, 26 minutes on the roof, 7-8 minutes with the gun out. You can see him, you know, naked eye there pointing at Trump. I mean, it wasn't the Secret Service that shot him. It was the cops. I mean, this is incredible. Oh, but I'm sorry. Laura Loomer is fighting with MTG. MTG's not fighting with her. And I like Laura, but, you know, this is just ridiculous. Oh, what was the top story when nuclear war happened? Oh, two women arguing supposedly with no witnesses. Who cares? Oh, my God, Trump's campaign's in trouble. Two women are arguing. It's like Godzilla's attacking your city and you're mad because you sprained your ankle. Or not even that. You saw an ant walking along the ground. Look, an ant's walking on the ground. Oh, my God. There's Godzilla, like, vaporizing the city a mile away. Your house is on fire and you're dusting the windows or, you know, dusting the tables. Your house has got fire shooting through it. There's smoke everywhere. You're about to pass out. You're like, oh, let me get a drink of ice water out of the refrigerator. Let me make sure my shoes are tied before I get out of here. I mean, this is Titanic sinking, and you're ordering a martini, rearranging deck chairs. So that's what the corporate media's got. That's all they got, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, literally top story everywhere. Oh, my God, Trump's devastated. He's in trouble. Women supposedly secretly argued. Oh, my God, it's all over. But they know the public likes mindless crap like that. So, again, bombshell World War III, most closest ever been. We'll get to that first. We've got WEF admits COVID was a test for public obedience to New World Order globalist system. And they've announced UN Pact for the Future, digital IDs, vaccine passports, massive censorship and total control run by the UN. We've got the Secret Service, total stand down, rats leaving the sinking ship. We've got Trump, the two massive economic announcements that's even bigger than no tax on tips. Boom, Trump proposes, and he always does what he says he will or dies trying, no taxes on overtime pay, and illegal aliens will not be given free grants to get mortgages. I mean, that is so huge. And then, of course, I told you this 2 years ago. Now it's all been declassified. Congress is probing it. Private and think tanks, investigators are suing. the State Department's been running the tyranny and the election fraud and the outlawing of Bolsonaro running and his indictment with the CIA and Justice Department in Brazil, the sixth most populous country in the world, the most important country in South America. Kind of a big deal. Because we have the same enemy. People are like, why do you care about Australia being under tyranny? Same people are attacking them. Why do you care about Mexico? Same people are attacking them. Why do you care about Brazil? Same people are attacking them. Why do you care about South Korea? Why do you care about South Africa? Why do you care about Germany? It's the same New World Order, the same people. Again, if Martians pulled up and had and a huge flying saucer vaporized Moscow or vaporized Mexico City or Durban, South Africa, I would be just as upset if they vaporized Dallas, because it means they're coming for you next. Holy Toledo. That is what empathy is all about. So, and then we have the Haiti thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I even stopped posting them on X because I can't have my whole feed just be Pennsylvania. But we're going to create some big articles that have boil downs of if you want to see it all. We have Haitians sacrificing cats. We have Haitians grabbing new videos, cats out of front yards, biting their necks open and drinking the blood. We have Haitians doing instructional videos on how to properly scald a cat's fur off and then clean that off and then how to roast it over an open fire properly. We have Haitians trying to kidnap little girls on video. We have people saving them. The feeds are so huge because everybody's just showing it. It is bedlam. It's like zombie apocalypse. A town of 36,000 has 20,000 mainly military-age men dropped on them with free money out of the sky. And Haiti is literally 90% devil worshiper. And you got all these Haitians that are Christians warning, saying, you don't want the devil worshipers. And Christian Haitians are great citizens. We have the statistics. Funny, the devil worshipers aren't. I mean, little kids with the Haitians literally coming and sniffing their necks and grabbing on them like Joe Biden. And people saving the little kids. I mean, this is getting hardcore. And it just goes, oh, but that doesn't matter. Loomer MAGA love, MTG calls Don in rage. Civil war escalates. Wonder who claimed that. Wonder who of the two made this an issue to be in the news. Wonder who's doing this for a publicity stunt. Wonder who's talking to the media behind the scenes. Wonder who's putting themselves out there to become famous. I don't know. We ought to find out, huh? So, I can tell you it's not MTG. So, couldn't be Laura. So, I wonder who it is around Trump doing it. We better get to the bottom of that. Because I don't like troublemaking, man. We sure as hell. We need to find out about the 325,000 kids that are missing, many in sex slavery and in slave labor, which is admitted. Oh, but that doesn't matter. Somebody told the press there's a cat fight going on. Wonder who did that. God almighty. And it just goes on. Financial numbers are in. Prices are exploding at record level, despite what we were told. Of course, all the claims of prices lowering some and inflation lowering and employment being high. All fake, fake, fake. Okay, so I just spent 18 minutes telling you some. I probably told you 5% of what's in the stacks. So I'm going to be disciplined. And I'm going to go through it now. But I just want listeners to hear me, please, on my knees. You need to have a total sense of urgency. You need to be praying, in my view, at least 3-4 times a day on your knees, and I'm doing it. And you need to be absolutely seeking God's discernment to lead God and direct us through this, and you better be kissing your children and your wife, your husband, a lot extra, and you better be thanking God for every moment we've got. Before total economic collapse, civil war, martial law, truck bombs, false flag attacks, power outages, World War III, nuclear war, the whole global system of financial fraud, the bubble has already popped. The central bankers need to force us onto a new system that's even more enslaving, to get themselves out of hot water. They're cornered rats, and they intend to take us with them. So they tried to kill Trump on July 13th. Guys, look up the numbers. How many days ago was that? What, 2 months, roughly? See if I'm right. Look, was it 2 months? I think it's exactly 2 months ago. Yeah. So 2 months ago they did that. It's not a Netflix show. It's not World of Warcraft. It's not Call of Duty. It's not a video game. It's the real world on this planet. And I know most of you know that, but I want everybody to have it. I mean, even myself yesterday, I did Glenn Beck's podcast. I did a bunch of other great shows, and they're at the Blaze. I did three of them, and I was on with Miss Gonzalez, great talk show. I was really smart, and she was pointing out people aren't making a big enough deal about this. They think it's just something that happened in the past, and no, it's happening now. They're going to try to kill him again because they know he's going to win. So, yes, it's 2 months today. All right, so I nailed it. And now we know it's a total standout. Everything I told you the day of the event has now been admitted. Of course they stood down. And of course they lied to Congress. And of course they're suppressing what really happened to even the Senate. And the Senate's backing away from this because they know that the whistleblowers are already telling Congress what happened, and it's insane. And I know what happened, and I've been asked not to talk about it yet, so that the people on Capitol Hill can break it and so the investigators can break it. But let's just say good guys in Army Special Operations and good guys in one of the larger known military contractor groups and good guys inside the Secret Service, FBI, you name it, have all the receipts and the local police, and it's all being put together. And I'm just telling these people, because they're getting more by the minute, the Democrats just came out and said they're totally screwed. They know you got them. You already got enough cards to win. Play them now, man. We don't have time here. It's like hunting. You see that deer go out between the spaces? You got 10 yards to get him. You're on target. Don't hesitate. Pull the trigger. And I don't mean kill anybody. That's a metaphor. But you better not hesitate. Relax. Pull the trigger. I've been telling Trump for a month, pull the trigger on the 325,000 missing. Say you're going to find them. Say you're going to prosecute who did it. And he is. Unify the people. One thing Trump did that was wrong in the debate is they would challenge his crowd sizes and, you know, attack him personally, and he used to be really bad about it. He still took debate. I mean, listen, I didn't start this show with Extra and Dateline and ABC News all attacking me last night. And that's just what I know about. Did I start the show with that? I'm only telling you about it because it's an example. Did I start the show? Oh, Bill Gates attacked me last night with Oprah Winfrey. They've got the clip. I haven't even watched it because it's not important. They got the clips of me being attacked on everything else. They're like, hey, you want to run this? And I'm like, nah, I don't think so. It ain't about Laura Loomer and MTG. It ain't about Alex Jones getting attacked by Bill Gates. Well, they had some celebration on Extra or whatever that is they got in there. Like the 2 years after Jones lost the lawsuit, they called it a celebration. They didn't lose a lawsuit. Judges found me guilty. It's to intimidate everybody. I'm intimidated by World War III. I want to stop it. So I'm done talking about that. It's interesting. If we have time later, you know, we'll at the end of the show or something. But this is not how big a talk show host I am, or, you know, how much my name can be in the newspaper. I don't give a rat's ass about that. You understand that they have announced 2 days ago that thousands of cruise missiles are being delivered, giant ones, some of them 2,000, 3,000-pound munitions, that they can, again, shoot through your window. They can shoot them from thousands of miles away and hit a Volkswagen Beetle in the windshield. They can shoot it into a windshield. They can shoot some of these missiles, literally, if you bent over, they can shoot it up your ass. Excuse my French. If you open your mouth up, they can have the missile come and go right in your mouth. The cone, right in there. Okay? They can drop bombs on postage stamps. Seriously. They can have the nose of a missile come into a postage stamp. You watch the Israelis with their missiles, that they shoot from 10 miles away, and it'll go right in the window of the car, right through the perfectly in the roof, right dead center to a postage stamp. They do that from thousands of miles away as well. And Putin's like, okay, you've announced, you're already giving the guidance to the Ukrainians. Now you're going to hit us from Europe with these damn things. All right, we're going to hit European targets. And the Russians will do it, people. My God, Hitler killed 26 million of them. Did you know that? And of the Russians and of the Germans that were killed, 24 million, the Russians are estimated to have killed 22 million. That's right. The U.S. only killed 2 million, along with the quote, allies. The Russians killed and beat Hitler. So if you want to get in World War III, you pick the right people. Same thing with Napoleon Bonaparte. They kicked his ass. So, and they will die en masse. And that's the whole point about it. They will fight you. They will fight to the death. I mean, it's like climbing into a giant gorilla's nest and going over and slapping it in the face. And a lot of gorillas at first will look at you and wonder why you're doing it. But in a minute, they'll just get up and pull your head off and throw your carcass in the ditch. So, or it's equivalent of a grizzly bear. That's usually the Russian analogy. Let's just go up to a giant grizzly bear and then just start punching it in the nose. That's a really good idea. And we're like, well, we'll just blow them off the map. They'll blow us off the map, you damn morons. And I'm not calling our listeners damn morons. I mean Kamala and Biden constantly on vacation. Oh, we can't send F-16s. We can't send tanks. That's World War III. It'll escalate. And now it has escalated. And these psychotic maniacs have, I've got Politico and Axios right here, are licking their lips. Oh, Putin's in trouble. As early as this weekend, the bombardment of Moscow with heavy missiles is going to begin. Oh, that'll be wonderful when they send in a missile that blows up a whole city block. When you see 20-story buildings falling, that's going to, because they can knock out a building. They'll fly it right into the bottom of a building, just like you saw in Gaza, and you'll see. What do you think the Russians are going to do when the United States and NATO start making major Russian cities, and they're going to hit military bases in the cities, they're going to hit the airfields. They've already said, oh, we're going to hit the airfields where their strategic nuclear weapons are. We're going to hit their bombers. What do you think the Russians are going to do when four or five cruise missiles come into one of their strategic air bases and they have nuclear weapons stored at them? Well, what do you think the Russians are going to do when their nuclear arsenal starts getting attacked? They're going to fire tactical nuclear weapons into Europe from where the missiles came from, and then 5 minutes later, Europe is going to hit them with heavier missiles, and 30 minutes later, you're going to have submarine-launched missiles vaporizing major U.S. cities. Within 30 minutes, the end of the world, all because we have demons running things that want to screw kids. And the Russians say, you're not going to rape our children. Remember, 15 years ago, Putin's crazy. He banned children being shipped to the U.S. He says that the U.S. is selling them into sex slavery and raping them. Nightline, CNN, 60 Minutes. The Russians are crazy. They say pedophile rings are screwing the Russian kids. And they were screwing the Russian kids. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's talk about Laura Loomer and MTG. And I know who's doing this. And I just stop it. Stop leaking to the press that you're, you know, and there's a fight with which girls like more by Trump, like we're in junior high. Do we like Sally or Jenny? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
the United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the, you know, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does. And again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting healthcare because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That, to me, is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the wellness company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a guy like you. Meet a guy like you.
To be completely frank, all of the Southern news is completely overshadowed by the World War III developments. I know there's a normalcy bias that since nuclear weapons were developed in the mid-1940s that, you know, we're not really going to use them. Everything's okay. The Cold War is over. No. The International Atomic Scientists Organization, all the major think tanks, the Pentagon admits we're closest to nuclear war we've ever been. And I don't need to go read what they say. I can tell you. So I'm going to hit the nuclear war news. And at this point, we've allowed the criminals to steal the election. We've allowed the EU to take over and set up total tyranny. It's all the same globalist group. And they started the war 11 years ago, overthrowing the Ukrainian government and stirring stuff up, an ongoing civil war, and moving weapons up to the edge of Russia and saying they were going to bring Ukraine into NATO, where Russia was founded. And so the Russians went in a little over 2.5 years ago, and they've taken the area they wanted. They've defeated NATO, and so NATO keeps escalating and now has shipped thousands of heavy cruise missiles and other missiles guided by U.S. and Western satellites and troops to be directed, aimed, and fired by our criminal governments at the Russians. And the Russians have said, and Putin has said, we'll play a clip in a moment, he very calmly talks about it, that that's a complete escalation and is war with Russia and will be handled as such according to their threat doctrine, which means they will either use heavy missiles with conventional warheads to strike NATO supply targets even outside of Ukraine. They've said Poland's the first target, and the Polish government has now got a globalist running it. Their parliament's saying don't do this and saying we don't want to be part of it. There's Polish troops admittedly fighting in Ukraine and that have actually gone into Russia. That's been confirmed. Remember, that happened 5 weeks ago, and it's just a blip on the radar screen. 100 miles inside Russia, there's an invasion of Russia going on. That's just back in the newspaper. And Putin has said we may hit Paris. We may hit London. They said that months ago. And now the White House is like, well, looks like we're going to do it. They just had the Secretary of State, Blinken, meet with Zelensky, give another $1.5 billion. Zelensky said that's not enough. And they said we are strongly considering hitting him as early as this weekend. It'll probably be next week or so, but they're saying this weekend, Russian targets, and they say all of Russia is open for targeting. Maybe they'll have U.S. submarines in the Pacific Ocean, you know, hit eastern Russia or what you call western Russia, in part over by, depending on which angle you look at, over by Japan. So here's some of the headlines, and I'll play the Putin clip. World War III bombshell. Putin says Russia will consider NATO officially involved in Ukraine war if Storm Shadow missiles use a strike inside Russia. The parts are made in the U.S. The explosives are put in England, and then they're shipped into Poland and other areas and start raining down on Russia. They've already been hitting areas on the border with Russia and areas in Crimea. Friday Live, Putin draws the line in the sand. NATO firing long-range missiles into Russia on behalf of Ukraine would spark World War III. Putin threatens war as West prepares to lift restrictions on cruise missiles. Putin puts West on notice. Long-range arms for Ukraine will mean NATO at war with Russia. Declaration of war. Russia says that's an official declaration of war. They will consider themselves at war with NATO and the United States. Boy, that's a wonderful idea right before the election. Isn't that funny? And the Democrats are saying we'll have civil war conditions if Trump wins. They already tried to kill Trump. Are you figuring out the climate we're in? It's like the edge of a hurricane hits and the winds are 100 miles an hour right now. They're going up to 150. They've already committed. Unbelievable. World War III bombshell. Putin says Russia will consider NATO officially involved in Ukraine war if Storm Shadow missiles used to strike inside Russia. Here's Putin saying it. We'll get to that in a moment. Zelensky disappointed after Blinken visit despite getting 1.5 million more and promises to bomb Russia. That's just not enough for these clowns. Zelensky presents Blinken with plan for long-range missile strikes inside Russia. Biden under pressure to adjust his policy and authorize the use of U.S.-provided weapons. White House will allow Ukraine to strike deeper in Russia. Polish people are concerned the USA is about to start World War III. Top Polish MEP Braun on Anthony Blinken visiting Poland today. Blinken, go home as soon as possible. Get lost. We don't want you here. We don't want Polish people dying and fighting your wars. Yeah, we don't want it either. War is like 80% unpopular. 200 plus billion. Meanwhile, the last time Harris headed over there 2.5 years ago, 3 days later, Putin invaded. What a clown show, man. So this is how it all ends, with thunderous nuclear explosions. Look around you. We're not in Kansas anymore. Dorothy says to Toto, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. No, you're not. This is so crazy. I'm pinching myself like it's a nightmare. I can't even believe this. (sighs) And wait till I hit the other news. I mean, it's just insane. Of course they caught the Democrats in a legal voting scheme with the Haitians. That's the whole point. And they found it, and it's all certified, and it just came out in a report. Ohio Election Integrity Unit discovers illegal Haitian voter registration fraud operation. Oh, really? Think so? And I have so many videos, I can't even watch them all, of them roasting cats, drinking their blood. New videos, not the woman in the parking lot of the people's house. Please come. She's like, got a bloody cat sucking his blood. I've got up close in the light, like, here it is how we worship Satan. I bite the neck out of the cat. He starts sucking the blood out. It's all over him. Roasting cats over fires. I mean, I don't want to show you this, and people are all upset about when they see it. Well, it's going on. Don't you want to stop it? You got to see a baby getting cut up during an abortion and its brains vacuumed out. Or they keep it alive for organ harvesting. Yeah, we stopped standing up for life. And the Haitians, 90% are devil worshipers. That's if you can go by country, by, you know, religion. Voodoo. They don't just eat your cat for the meat. They do it because it's devil worship. Yeah, there's WBNS TV, CBS. Oh, the national news says it's not real, but there they are. Ohio woman arrested after allegedly eating cat. That was out 4 days before the debate. They said, why'd you eat the cat? She just snarls at him and shows her teeth. Oh, very nice. Aren't you a nice lady? We got them grabbing people's kids off the street, killing people's kids, running over them. And then when they do, the father comes out and says, how dare you use my son for political stuff? I wish a white man killed my kid. White people. It's a white guy. His liberal wife's like nodding, crying. Yes, you did it to us. You're the one. Stop it. No, your kid got killed. We have a community right to be concerned about it. And you're being political about it because you got Stockholm syndrome. You've been brainwashed. And I'm sad for you. But holy Toledo. Okay, let's get back to where I was. So, this is the climate where you get World War III. Totally open borders. They're focusing on one town in Ohio. This is happening all over the place. We got Haitians in Austin running around. It's in the news, but it mainly makes the community, you know, sights. If you go down on South Lamar, right where the Alamo Draft House is, I've seen him twice. I was taking my daughter out to dinner, my oldest daughter, a month ago, Charlotte. She wanted me to take her to an Italian restaurant, wanted some daddy time because I hadn't taken her out to a restaurant alone in probably 6 months. So I went and picked her up at her condo, and we went and got some food together. And she goes, oh, my God, that's him. I've been seeing him on the local community notes, and it hit the newspaper. That's him. And she pulls it up. It's the guy. It's like this big, tall, 6'4" Haitian, and he wears like a loincloth, and he's just walking. He was carrying like a big radiator of an air conditioner down the street looking all crazy. And he just goes around and robs and rapes and beats women and attacks people, and nothing's done. And women are getting out of their cars. He runs out of the greenbelt, grabs them, rapes them. And when we saw him, and I go, should I call 911? She goes, no, let's just go home. I probably should have, but it's like, I had a gun in the glove compartment. I'm just like, it's just the normal thing. It was some giant Haitian dude, like zombie, with like a radiator of an air conditioner. Right where she wanted to take me to eat food. And it's just all the community notes and, you know, all the reports of women being sexually assaulted. A lot of times he just runs up to a woman, his target's women, just beats them on the head with a club. Doesn't even rob them, just beats them. Sometimes he robs them. And he just stalks around, just foaming at the mouth. And then you'll see some crazy-looking Muslim woman with big hoods on out there, and you're just riding along. There's another crazy. There's another crazy. There's another crazy. You'll see a whole corner of, like, Guatemalans, their little Guatemalan outfits. You're just like, what the hell's going on around here? I mean, I could go out in 30 minutes, come back with all the footage of this kind of craziness. Oh, and you ought to drive around at 10 o'clock at night or 7 in the morning. People just foaming at the mouth, running around. Crazy white dude with his eyes all wild with a baseball bat ran out in front of my car, almost hit him last week, 2 weeks ago. Just foaming at the mouth, the shirt off, with a baseball bat, looked at my car, went, and then ran back across the street. Just normal. Everything's fine. And the government wants nuclear war and is about to start bombing Russia inside. It's just no big deal. Everything's fine. And there's 325,000 missing kids, many in sex slavery. New York Times admits it. Just no big deal. Who even cares where they are? Just everything's fine. Yeah, remember all those big, giant Haitian camps? They're down there right now in South Texas. They just build up every day, 10, 20,000. They let them in and just ship them in. 10 to 1 men. For every 10 men, you find a woman or a kid or something, just like on the video right here. Almost all men. You know, there's a little kid. There's another little kid. They're here. So there you go. Think they're eating cats? Would you like to see a couple hours of this? We got footage of it too. And you'll look at these camps. We flew drones over and it'll go for like a mile or two. Just camp, 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 camp. And then they put them into the big UN camp, get them all brainwashed, give them cell phones and ID cards and free multi-$1,000 debit cards and say, go here, you go here. Here's a bus, here's a plane. Who's this kid? I just took the kid with me. You'll have some guy, but an Arab of a totally different race, like a Latin American three-year-old. They'll say, you can just keep him. Okay, thanks. Just total, complete bedlam. Hitting California, hitting Arizona, hitting Texas, just everywhere. But it doesn't matter. Everything's fine. So, let's go ahead now and play Putin. There's closed captioning. I will read over it for radio listeners. We have an English version. Wow, great job. Let's go ahead and play the very calm, chilling statement that Russia will be officially at war with the U.S. and NATO if one of the missiles that's being guided and delivered by the West hits Russia, and they're announcing, oh, we're going to bomb targets all over Russia. Here it is.
Recently, we've seen and heard discussions at high levels in the U.K. and U.S. about allowing the Kyiv regime to strike deep into Russian territory with Western long-range weapons. It seems this decision is either imminent or has already been made. These are certainly extraordinary developments. I'd like to ask you to comment on what's happening. There's an attempt to substitute concepts. We're not talking about permitting or prohibiting Kyiv from striking Russian territory. They already do so with drones and other means, but using Western-made long-range precision weapons is a completely different story. As I've said before, and experts on both sides will confirm, the Ukrainian army is incapable of conducting strikes with modern Western high-precision long-range systems. She can't do that. This is only possible with satellite intel that Ukraine doesn't have. It's data from EU or US satellites, basically NATO satellites. That's the first point. Second, and crucially, only NATO military can input flight missions for these systems. Ukrainian soldiers can't do this. So it's not about letting Ukraine strike Russia with these weapons. It's about deciding if NATO countries are directly involved in the conflict. If they decide yes, it means NATO, US, and European countries are in the war in Ukraine. That's direct involvement. This drastically changes the nature of the conflict. It would mean NATO, US, and European countries are at war with Russia. If so, given this change, we'll respond based on the threats we face.
And he goes on to say that we'll be at war, which you basically already said. And that's what the Russian Foreign Ministry has said. So that's where we are. And the globalists don't have a choice. Their financial system is coming to an end. They want to put us on the new central bank digital currency with a social credit score that comes with that. It's been officially announced for years, but now they're officially implementing it. And they need to have a big crisis to get us all in line, not just here, but around the world, for tyranny. And when they hit Iran, or Iran gets involved and activates its sleeper cells, Hezbollah's everywhere. Just like with 9/11, they won't lose their rights. They'll bring in more Muslims. You will lose your rights. And they will bring in permanent tyranny that's already in place, but they will expand it. The clamps are on, but they'll tighten them. So this is where we are. You read about history, crazy things regimes do, crazy wars, crazy invasions, crazy leadership. We got it right now. We have psychological, spiritual, cultural, military cancer. And we've got a bunch of elites that feel like they're insulated from all this, who've built a bunch of bunkers as if they're going to survive a nuclear war. Those bunkers are all known by security and other people, and they'll be discovered by others quickly, and you will be destroyed in your bunkers. And a lot of the globalists know this. That's why they've been flip-flopping over to our side and trying to stop this just through rational sanity. Kind of like the German general staff. A year and a half before Germany finally got overrun and lost, they knew they were going to lose. They didn't sue for peace or capitulate. Capitulate means you give up, but with conditions. Negotiate. So they tried to kill Hitler because he was actually in control, but they failed with Operation Valkyrie, so you know the end. And most of the Russians and Germans that died in that last year and a half, slugging it out. Over 15 million Germans would have survived. Over 15 million Russians would have survived, of the 26 million Russians, the 24 million Germans. But they didn't. And here, you can't go kill one person and stop. There's not like one Hitler you can go get. So it's a bureaucracy of lawyers and bureaucrats and third, fourth generation diplomats like Blinken and all of them that think they're insulated from all this. And of course, they're not. I mean, Blinken goes and, you know, plays Keep on Rocking in the Free World while he's there. You know, goes and visits and they party while everybody's dying at the front lines. It's all a sick joke of a bunch of people that have never even been in a fist fight or in combat playing general. That's why the generals under Obama said, we can't fight Russia and Syria. That's World War III. It will immediately escalate. You can't do it. So sorry, we can't back ISIS to overthrow Assad, which was the right thing to do anyways. Shouldn't have done that. And then Trump got in and stopped it and worked with Russia to shut it down. And later learned the military was still secretly funding ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Trump got pissed about that. That's why the top generals that are retired say, we can't have Trump. You know, we can't have that. He's against U.S. interests. No, they're against U.S. interests. They're the ones destroying our country on record. So, really, I should clear the decks and just open the phones up and take calls about World War III, but we need to cover the other news. And look, you can't beat a dead horse. I mean, this is where we are. This is what's happening. Criminals hijacked the government through election fraud. They've got the Justice Department. They tried to kill Trump and failed. They've been caught covering that up. Now they're in deep trouble there. So, but that makes them more dangerous as everything collapses, as they try to grasp onto power. So to describe the moment we're in human history and recorded history, who knows what happened in the past, but because I don't know if Atlantis actually existed, but we have an Atlantean scenario now happening where our power gets so great, but we're still just humans and we blow each other up. Whether that happened 12,000 years ago or not, I don't know. But I know this. We're in that scenario right now. And I would say it's a probability, it's 100% certainty on the current course, total nuclear war. It is a probability that this isn't going to get turned around. So for the first time ever, I'm just going to tell you, not to be alarmist, just to be honest, but to raise the alarm, that it is a probability that we will have total nuclear war in the next few months. And notice we're 52 days out from the election, perfect timing. What I've been saying the last couple of years, in the few months before the election, their biggest October surprise is an October giant war. All right, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to come back and hit the Secret Service total collapse news. The Democrats admitting it's a cover-up, saying the public's going to be shocked. The incredible developments of the economy, the incredible developments with the poison shots, Trump and some of the big campaign things he's announced. There's just so much coming up second hour. If you want to keep us on air and you want to get great products, I need your help. I need you to make the decision at such a critical time to bet on the folks that have been the most successful in the fight. And that means the people that have backed us. You're the reason we're here. You did this. So I want to thank those that have supported, encourage you to support some more. And I want to encourage the vast majority of you We had 15 million plus in counting. I quit looking a few days ago. People that tuned in to the debate coverage here, just on X alone, millions at InfoWars. No increase in funds came in that day from the regular 5, 6, 7 million that tune into the show every day and then tens of millions that watch clips. Fine. It's that small minority of people that want the great products that get them. I'm just simply asking the people that listen and watch for the tens of millions, would you just go to drjonesnaturals.com? Would you just go to InfoWarsStore.com? Everybody needs a high-quality water filtration system. We got the highest rate at the lowest price. Go look at the ratings on it. Gravity Fed cuts out 3,000-plus things to non-detectable levels. Yep, the water's full of crap. That's a good thing everybody needs. It's the best price, best unit. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD line, the high-quality CBD gummies, 1,000-milligram tincture, highest quality, lowest price you can find anywhere. So good for information, so good for your whole body. Doesn't get you high, no THC. Incredible things it does. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, all of it. And then you've got DrJonesNaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy is about to sell out. It's the best seller there. It isn't a stimulant that has that effect with no letdown. Methyl folate, the breakdown of folic acid that your cells can actually use with other key compounds to supercharge your body. It's so good for you as well. Cleans out your cells. DrJonesNaturals.com. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products, the toothpaste, nano silver with iodine and tea tree, super blue, the turmeric toothpaste, all the other great supplements there at DrJonesNaturals.com. Everybody needs a good multivitamin. We got a high quality organic concentrate vitamin multivitamin. It's all there, DrJonesNaturals.com. And then I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They have got the best T-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support into the future, whatever happens here. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts, a lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And when you buy product, you get automatically entered to win $138,000 highest quality turbo diesel upgraded to the highest level Rebel Dodge turbo diesel. Army green, black with red pinstripe. Ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. And leftists might try to kill you, but just don't go in a blue area. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for this. Oh, and there's 30 new ball caps as well. Oh, they're amazing. They're all limited edition. Stay with us. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.